first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Walt Dibtulu Road Race. Yeah, we don't have time for that. You know, I was thinking about this during the break, and I'm not going to give Cade an F. And the reason I'm not is, I don't know, a D, all right? The reason I'm not is because of that group of guys, he's the one guy who actually, I think, has tried. I think he cares. I think he's underwater. I mean, I think he's just in a funk, and he's got a thinking problem, and it's impacting every element of his play. But at the very least, I do think this. I do think he cares. I think he's trying. I mean, you know, I think we saw that in the Georgia Tech game with his runs. They called more runs. They had more called runs. But I think he's giving effort where some of the others aren't giving effort. And so I think I need to factor that into that equation. There's that. So, yeah. Ramona, this is what you get, Brooke, when you call in. Where did this Dexter go? Right here, Ramona. Get this, Ramona. You know about this, Ramona. Okay, is Brooke cute and single? I like a feisty woman. To you, Texter, Brooke looks like Broomhilda, and she has a giant wart on her nose. So, you know, and just so you understand, Brooke, we're not saying that actually about you. We're trying to actually fend off your newfound fans. By the way, Brooke is happily married to a military man who would probably kick your ass if you try and approach her. So there. That's a fact, actually. That last part's a fact. You know, you'll have to determine the Broomhilda stuff yourself. All right, to the phones. It is Arthur and then Tom the Buckeye, who's like 30 seconds behind Arthur. Arthur, how are you, Arthur?
Hello, Walt. How are you?
Good, Arthur. Appreciate you getting in.
I'll make an analogy. Clemson's played bad. I had eye surgery yesterday.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I couldn't see anything yesterday at all. And I went back to the eye doctor today, and he took the patch off, and I could see light. Well, my analogy is Clemson's not played very good. Me having no sight, same analogy. I got to see light, so I can actually see the phone a little bit. So my analogy would be that Clemson might play better.
You should have kept your vision exactly how it was for the rest of the year.
But if the players aren't playing hard, don't say what you're going to do. Put them on the bench and do not let them play a play until they can prove that they play hard. If they don't play hard in practice, why do you think they're going to play hard in a game?
Yeah, I mean, we're not seeing practice, so I can't answer to that. But all I know is that we have seen some guys give less than ideal effort on the field. And again, I think we're past the point, either through fails of effort or failure of execution, that we should have seen some change already, based on the way you have promoted the players who are behind them on the depth chart.
I can't see the TV very good, so I can only go by what I hear with the game calls and stuff. So, are the linebackers not hitting the right gaps when they're trying to run the ball? Are they just not seeing where the ball is going?
Well, I look, I think there have been a lot of issues. I think one of the issues has been backside of your defense integrity against cutbacks. So that's a linebacker special. So, yeah, I think there have been, there have certainly been some issues in that regard.
Isn't that where the middle linebacker should be?
Well, I mean, it depends.
In the middle from, say, tackle to tackle, isn't that where the middle linebacker, if they're going to run the ball, isn't that where he's supposed to be at?
Well, yeah, but it's a little more complicated than that, and it's a game-by-game situation and an opponent-by-opponent situation. So, you know, it's, you know, but I think that what we've seen is we've seen a lot of running backs hurt Clemson with cutbacks, and I think there's been some backside linebacker integrity issues.
It kind of reminds me of the Louisville game last year, what Syracuse did. I know Syracuse threw the ball better.
Yeah, there was maybe a little bit of that. But, you know, look, last year everybody ran the ball in Clemson all year. You know, the one thing I will say is that even though, you know, Syracuse certainly, I think, stunned Clemson with their run game in the first half and particularly the first quarter, this team has not been trucked defensively like they were last year. There are other issues, but they haven't been trucked to the degree that they were being trucked last year. That actually has gotten a little better, although, again, there are still run-stop-related issues. I mean, when you start a game and you've told the announcers that our first goal is we're going to stone the run, take it away completely, and then the first quarter they rush for 107 yards, well, you still have issues, issues.
I have a question. If four defensive linemen ain't doing the job, why wouldn't you put another one, put five guys, put two linebackers and four secondary guys and put five on the line of scrimmage? So if they throw it or run it, you're one-on-one with the offensive line, and maybe somebody does something out of the ordinary and actually beats a block.
Yeah, it's a fair point out there. Arthur, I got to run. Good talking to you. Here's the thing. You're not going to change what you do schematically. You know, it's there actually shouldn't be a reason for that, particularly with this defensive line group. And again, on the whole, despite the Syracuse performance, they have not been awful against the run. Like I said, I think they're in the low 30s, and I think they're averaging allowing like 3.3, 3.4, somewhere in that range. Per carry, which is not, you know, it's not great, but it's better than it was a year ago. Again, and it's been influenced by that performance against Syracuse. Back to the phones. Tom the Buckeye. Tom, how are you, Tom? Good to have you.
Good. I wish I got to call in on your show a little more than I do, but I'm driving back from Atlanta. I'm back in the Anderson area. I've been listening for a while. Not really sure. Originally, and I guess I'll just stick with this, but if you want to talk some other things, I certainly have my views on what's going on at Clemson. But, man, just how impressed. My second favorite team now in the Big Ten, and this really started last year and pretty early, is what Cignetti's doing at Indiana and how he's assimilating these guys, you know, from the portal. And, you know, new quarterback this year, Mendoza, to me, looks better than Rohr. And what they did to Illinois, I made a prediction on one of the morning shows that I think that Indiana, they're two tough games this year, both at Oregon and at Penn State. I just have this sense they're going to win one of those. And now, you know, Cignetti's got to overcome, you know, playing big teams on the road. The two losses he had last year were at Ohio State and at Notre Dame. But just want to get your thoughts on what's going on there, how this guy's able to figure it out, and what you think about it.
Yeah, he really has done an amazing job. And, you know, obviously they didn't play anybody the first 3 weeks. Their best opponent was Old Dominion in game one, and they struggled a little bit with Old Dominion. Fernando Mendoza is an upgrade over Rourke, and Rourke was really good. I mean, really good. I mean, Rourke was a big guy who really was terrific with ball placement, accuracy. But Mendoza is a top 10 NFL draft pick, as I've been saying for 2 years. I just think he's a 6'5 athletic guy with an NFL arm. There's just nothing to dislike. And, you know, and they have weapons. And, you know, the Cooper kid has been a big downfield threat for him. You know, Surratt maybe hasn't had the start that most anticipated, but they've made up for that with Cooper. They can run the ball. The offensive line looks good. They're good at the line of scrimmage. He's brought a lot of complementary parts in. They've coached him up well. I mean, I really thought that last year they looked to be as well-coached as any team in the country. You know, I thought they might – I thought the schedule was more difficult this year, and that might impact them, and they might suffer a little bit of a fall from grace. But it doesn't look like it right now. And you may be right, Tom. I mean, if – listen, we need to see a little bit more from both Indiana and Illinois to know exactly what those two teams are. I'm not sure we know, particularly with Illinois yet, what they are. We'll get a better feel for that this weekend when they play Southern Cal. Do they bounce back? Do they compete with Southern Cal? Or does Southern Cal blow them out? And then we'll get a little feel for better feel for what Illinois is. I think Illinois has some issues, but I also think that they might bounce back to a degree this weekend. But, yeah, you look, they're – listen, we're going to find out a lot more about Penn State and Oregon, too. I mean, the reality is that – you know, we're still at a point in the season where, for example, Penn State and Oregon have played nobody. I mean, literally nobody. Penn State, you know, I don't even know who Penn State's best opponent is. Nevada, Villanova, I'm not even sure. And from an Oregon standpoint, I mean, when you're playing, you know, fired Oklahoma State, Mike Gundy, and Oregon State from a dissolved league, you know, they've played absolutely nobody, too. And Northwestern, and, you know, I watched the Northwestern game. I didn't think they looked great in that game, but the talent is obvious, and the coaching is obvious. So, you know, we'll find out. We're going to find out a lot, Tom, about two of your rivals in that league on Saturday night starting at 7:30 at the Whiteout in Happy Valley. And one of those teams is going to emerge a really serious contender, and we'll see what happens with the other.
Yeah. I'm going to say that's Oregon because until Franklin can win one of these games against, you know, one of these top rated teams in a big game, I'm just, like you said, I haven't seen anything. You know, Penn State every year, oh, we're going to be more dynamic. We've got more experience now, quarterback. We saw these issues. They've looked sluggish to me against, like you said, weak competition. So,
they have, Tom, but the one word of caution there is I don't think that those players who were in the Final Four last year and had a legit chance to win a national championship, I don't think they would be particularly motivated playing those first three games that they were playing. I'm not sure I would read too much into that. I still think it's going to be very difficult to beat that team in Happy Valley. And as far as Franklin's concerned, I think more highly of him than most. I just think that he's had to build it from nowhere. You know, Penn State's program had largely disappeared, and he has made them nationally relevant again, sort of step by step.
They were broken.
Yeah,
no question.
Right.
They were broken.
And so, you know, when he winds up playing a team like Ohio State last year, goes on to win the national championship, and then people say, well, you know, he can't beat these teams. Well, you know, or Michigan the year before goes on to win the national championship. Yeah, because those are the very best teams in the country, and his program wasn't quite as good as those teams. Maybe they are now.
We'll see.
Yep. Good talking to you, Tom.
You know,
go ahead.
Good talking to you. We'll talk to well, the motivation thing, and I just, you know, let's talk Clemson for a quick moment. You know, you come out ranked in the top four, and, you know, arguing that maybe they should have even been higher preseason with what they had coming back. You lose that first game. You kind of sleepwalk into game two thinking you're going to run over Troy. I mean, and then, you know, now you're down two losses after the second loss. How much of it is them just because their goals aren't out there anymore that, you know, they're kind of quitting like Florida State did last year? They had big expectations, and some of these guys are walking away from it because what they thought this year was going to look like isn't looking like that and didn't look like that really from week one.
Yeah, well, see, that's the issue, Tom. See, I think if you talk about your suggestion really involves moving forward. I mean, yeah, beyond this point, a lot of the preseason goals and aspirations are gone. And, yes, a team could lay down at that point. But I think the real issue is what you just said. It's that this has been there's been some sort of issues from game one when that wasn't a factor. Or game two, when that wasn't a factor. Or game three, when that wasn't a factor. When all your goals are still completely on the table. LSU's an out-of-conference game. Really has no bearing on whether you get to a college football playoff. I mean, you got to win your league. You know, so I think the problem time is that those excuses don't fly because, you know, they weren't playing well while they were in contention. It's just now. It's after losing this last game. Even going into this last game, Tom, they were still absolutely in contention. They had lost one league game, and if you rebound against Syracuse and you turn it around and you go on to win the rest of your league games, there's still a great chance of getting to the ACC championship game. But, you know, I think your point is valid in terms of today's date and moving forward in terms of what this team does the rest of the year. Do some of these guys... But I think we've seen a lack of effort from some of them almost from the start, which is really puzzling. Hey, Tom, it was great speaking with you. Thank you. Call me more often if you can. Yeah, thank you, Tom. All right, we'll take a quick break. And when we get back, it is Seminole Ted. Ramona, who is after that? Is it Nick and Revere? Is that the?
Yes.
Is that the order? All right, we'll get to your calls as soon as we get back. Walt Tepetula, Road Rage.
At Ingles, we know that fresh means local. The best ingredients don't come from a world away. They come from your own backyard, which is why we rise to the challenge of providing the freshest items you'll find anywhere. Getting our foods from the farms we support, to the stores we love, to the tables you treasure. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan, featured products, or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
It's time to give your lawn the attention it deserves with Carolina Top Dressing. Is your fescue looking thin? Our expert fescue overseeding service paired with aeration is just what you need. But here's the secret. Without top dressing, much of that precious seed goes to waste. Why? Because seed needs soil contact to grow. At Carolina Top Dressing, we make sure every seed finds its place, whether it's in the aeration holes or covered by our premium top dressing mix. Don't let your investment go to waste. Visit CarolinaTopDressing.com to book your service today.
I'm Eddie Bennett. For 25 years, Bennett Equipment has sold and rented construction equipment. Bennett is one of Takeuchi's top dealers in the U.S. for the last 2 years by putting our customers first. And now, Takeuchi is offering 0% financing on all equipment and attachments, along with an industry-leading 3-year, 3,000-hour warranty. As we celebrate 25 and 25, we want to thank our loyal customers for your business and trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Have you been dreaming about that new deck or dock? Well, what are you waiting for? At Yoder's Building Services, we're in the business for making new deck and dock dreams come true. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. Whether you're a contractor or doing it yourself, at Yoder's Building Services, we'll help you every step of the way. Yoder's Building Services, where quality is a way of life. Visit us at goyoders.com.
Estes Heating and Air is here to keep your family cool in the summer and warm in the winter with premium Heil units, supercharged with 100 years of superior engineering and quality manufacturing. Estes is Clemson alumni-owned and celebrating 26 years of serving Tiger fans across Oconee, Pickens, and greater Greenville. Be sure to like their Facebook page for giveaways, promotions, and specials. That's ESTES Heating and Air on Facebook to win prizes and receive specials on HVAC services and installs to keep your family comfortable all year long with Heil units. Depend on them.
Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're a part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfila.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
All right, are you tired of your dusty, cracked, and stained garage floor? Do what all your neighbors are doing and have it coated. But please, do yourself a favor and don't hire just anybody who says that they do floor coatings. You'll regret it. I'm Jake Wilson, owner of Iron Drive Floor Coatings, and we've been the premier concrete coating company in the upstate since 2011. We take pride in doing things the right way, with quality employees, equipment, and materials. You get the very best with Iron Drive. Visit our website today for a free quote at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
It's Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances and save an additional $1,000 when you buy four select LG major appliances. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5 amp hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt 20-volt max tool. Get the job done for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/26. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items.
Life doesn't wait, and neither should you. Aleve can help you deal with pain less throughout your day. Whether it's a long day on your feet, a demanding workout, or everyday aches and pains, you need relief that can keep up when pain persists. Aleve is here for you with longer-lasting body pain relief compared to leading OTC-branded pain relievers. With just one pill, Aleve lasts up to 12 hours. Don't let those aches hold you back from doing what's important to you. Use as directed.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
105.5 and 97.5, we are The Roar, where every day is game day.
I don't like how folks I love. Me and my former best friend had a big falling out.
That's just too funny. That's the Brooke dedication song.
I thought I heard too when I played it.
It seems like Brooke doesn't like a lot of people. I'm glad she likes us, Ramon.
Yeah.
We think. We're not really 100% sure, because we could be the target of her next hatred, you know?
That's true. She could have enough of us.
That's right. back to the phones. It is Seminole Ted. Seminole Ted, how are you, Ted?
All right, so before I get into my take on Florida State with your question, I asked you if you know what taking them to the train station means. I don't think you do.
What's it mean, Ted?
Well, from Yellowstone, which has Kevin Costner in it, it's where they take the bodies of the people that have done the family dirty. It's a remote place with no jurisdiction and no cell phones, nothing, and they just dump the bodies over the cliff. But they refer to it as take them to the train station.
Oh, well, no, I wouldn't know that because...
I know you wouldn't know that because you don't like Kevin Costner.
Right, because he's like the worst actor in the history of the planet. So, yeah. And people tell me he's better than that.
But that's why I knew you didn't know what it meant. Yeah. That's why I said I would be shocked if you knew what that meant.
Maybe, I see, but we don't know that that's what the texter meant. I don't know. Maybe he did. I don't know.
But anyway, so, yeah, Virginia's got a good offense. Yes, they do. They lost to freaking NC State, for crying out loud. And I'm not saying that NC State's a slump, but what I'm saying is I think that we're going to have a defense that is going to be able to keep them in check.
Did you, just out of curiosity, did you watch Virginia's game with NC State?
I watched the highlights, yes. I didn't watch. Unfortunately, I don't get paid to watch sports for a living. You know,
well,
I mean, that's you. You get paid to do it for a living, so that's your job. It's 24/7. For me, I got to go work and spend time with the family and other stuff.
Well,
so it's a little harder for me to watch all the games.
Well, let me help you. Virginia put up 530-something yards in that game and really just carved NC State up. And it wasn't just Chandler Morris. It's Jamari Taylor, the grad transfer.
150 yards.
The grad transfer running back who's talented. They have receiving talent. That offense, you're not holding that offense to 17 points. I'll be shocked. I heard you say that earlier.
Okay.
I just don't see that at all. I think it's more of a shootout type of game. I don't know. I haven't really determined what I'm doing with it. I do like this Florida State team from what we've seen so far, but this is the first test that you'll have where somebody has film on you. Again, I don't care about game two and three. And it's a Friday night on the road, and that place is going to be jacked up. And Chandler Morris has been really good so far. You know, he doesn't look like much, to be honest. I don't know what they list him at. They probably list him at like 6'1 or 6'2. There's no way he's 6'1.
He's probably about the same as Castellanos.
Yeah, there's no way he's – okay, I see it right now. He's listed here, at least on this one list, he's listed at 6 feet. He's not 6 feet. I can promise you that. I mean, he's maybe
right.
He's maybe 5'10", something like that. I mean, he's sort of a little dude, but he runs around. He makes plays. He throws the ball accurately on the run. If you don't account for him, he'll take off and hurt you with his legs. I do think this. I think Virginia has some holes defensively. But I don't know that you don't either. I mean, I think Virginia's offense, I actually think Virginia's offense could be a bigger test for you than Alabama's offense was.
I would agree with that, but I think that we're going to be able to rotate fresh bodies in and out. And I think I'm telling you, we're going to force a turnover or two, and that's going to be the difference right there.
Well, we're going to find out, Ted. We're going to find out. This is, you know, a couple weeks ago, I thought it was prove it to me week or prove it week. I think we're in another prove it week. I think this is an enormous week in college football. Absolutely enormous.
I agree.
Big games all over the board. Really decisive games, at least at this stage of the season.
Well, I'll call in with the receipts one way or the other.
Let's go.
Monday,
yeah, that's it, Ted.
I got.
I know you will. Thank you, Ted.
Have a good one, Walt.
Good job. I didn't know that. If that was a reference to that, I had no idea. Back to the phones. It is Nick Revere and my friend Cliff in Spartanburg. It's good. Nick, how are you, Nick? Good to have you.
I'm doing well. I did watch that Virginia game, and if it's not for a bad pass or a bad read in the end zone, Virginia is undefeated right now.
Right.
And
it's a game Virginia should have won.
Better defense throughout the game. It should have probably been up by about 10 points going into that fourth quarter or whatever, but neither defense could hold anybody, do anything to anybody in the NC State game.
Right.
But I've heard the terminology that Clemson's Charmin soft. Well, last time I checked, Charmin actually holds up when you use it. I kind of use it. Clemson team has that one fly team.
One ply team, that's so wrong. That is so wrong, Nick. She said Charmin holds up when you use it. Last time I checked, Clemson more like a one ply team. That's just
bad.
So wrong. I did not see that coming on my bingo card today, Nick. Thank you for that.
Yeah,
by the way, these toilet paper commercials on another thing on TV, you people are getting a little carried away with your songs about toilet tissue, okay? Trust me, when we're using toilet tissue, none of us are singing.
No, we're just trying to get out of there and be done with our business. But as far as the basketball team goes, I'm happy we're finally in the tournament in Maui. I've been kind of dreaming of that my whole life and seeing the team in Maui.
Yeah,
and I was hoping we'd get another ACC team in there, but it is what it is.
Well, Clemson's going to be in tournaments all over the place, so, you know. There's a lot of tourney action, so, yep.
Do you think we have a good rebounding team this year, and how about our where do you think our shooting is going to come from this team?
Yeah, well, you know what? Here's what I'm going to encourage you to do, Nick. Wait until we talk to Brad Brownell a little bit later, and we'll get some of these answers revealed, because I'm going to ask him a lot of questions just like that.
Well, thank you, sir, and you have a nice day.
Yeah, thank you, Nick. I don't want to cover it all now because I want to save some of it to discuss with him. Revere, appreciate you hanging in there, Revere.
Thanks, Walt. It's Revere and TR.
All right, thank you, Revere. Appreciate that.
Just curious, with the Gundy news out of Stillwater, Gundy and Dabo kind of remind me a lot of each other, that they're old school guys, and up until recently, Gundy had pretty much refused to use the portal, kind of anti-NIL stance. I was curious if you think there's any sort of foreshadowing of Dabo's future if he refuses to hop on board the NIL and portal train.
I don't think so. Look, I think with the Gundy thing, we have a bigger sample size of fail, and I think he lost control of the program. I think there's something else that went on there. I think they've had some internal strife in that program that had to do with race issues that cropped up a few years ago. And it seems to me his team quit on him since then. So I think there's factors unique to Oklahoma State in that picture. And they also lost T. Boone Pickens, who was, you know, obviously the big supporter of that program. So I think there were some other things unique to that program. I do think this. I think Dabo Swinney is going to hit the transfer portal much more heavily this year. I've already suggested I think he'll add 8 guys or more. I think that's going to happen. I don't think he's going to go through this again. So I think, you know, I think he's seen the impact of the 3 guys he brought in, and I think he'll be more willing to engage, especially because some of the guys that he counted on, that he protected all along, have not been as loyal to him as he was to them, in my mind. So I think you're going to see an expanded transfer portal haul for Clemson this season. And I also think that, you know, again, in the 2 championship seasons, the quarterbacks were great and played great, and he hasn't had that of late. So somehow he's got to find that ingredient again.
Understood. All right, and yep. The one other thing I got for you, I think you were talking to Seminole Ted yesterday and a couple minutes ago about not counting weeks 2 and 3 as potential data points. And with that logic, Clemson might as well be 0-3.
Well, I get that. And quite honestly, they came dangerously close to being 0-4. I mean, without the botched fake field goal, it might be 0-4. Now, I think Troy is significantly better than the 2 teams that Florida State played. They played East Texas A&M and Kent State. Troy would kill either of those teams. So, I mean, I think there's that. Troy just won at Buffalo. So, you know, Troy is probably a better football team this year than we know. And they might win 8 games, you know. So, but I don't want to get into comparison of these teams, because Clemson should clobber Troy. And so, you know, you're not wrong about what you said.
That's fair. Well, thanks for letting
Thank
me
you.
Call in. And
absolutely.
I look forward to another appearance.
Absolutely. Thank you, Revere. More calls. 100%. Good job. That's a good job. Cliff, good to have you as always, Cliff.
Walt, thanks for having me. Hope all is well.
Yeah, as well as it can be, Cliff. As well as it can be in our state right now, Cliff.
Everyone's happy and joyful and
yeah.
Exceeding expectations.
We're headed for a big battle, Cliff, at the end of the year.
I mean, not even even Coastal. You know, it's like they're even the
yeah,
little darling
suck.
That
yeah,
we cheer
yeah,
for.
That's all
the
over.
Team.
It's
dark days. But a couple games I want to touch
you know,
on.
I forgot.
Real quick,
did they beat? Did they beat South Alabama this weekend?
I don't know. I don't.
They were winning for a while. Ramona, look up the Coastal Carolina South Alabama score. I was watching a little bit of it.
That would surprise me if they did win.
Yeah, I mean, South Alabama was like a 15-point favorite, but they didn't cover. I know that because I picked South Alabama. I think Coastal might actually won. I don't know. All right, we'll find out.
Speaking of covering, Walt, I've got a couple
Carolina,
for you. Coastal Carolina
38, South Alabama 20.
Yeah, Coastal Carolina wow. whooped up good on one. South Alabama.
That's a good win.
Yeah. Shocker.
Well, maybe we'll pay attention to them here. Walt, we have a play that has worked every week this season since week one, and it's Fade the Loser. And you've talked about this for years, where teams get body shot, and everyone thinks they rally the troops and bounce back, and they typically do the opposite.
Yep.
And I'm not backing the favorite as much as fading the loser in this game, but Southern Cal is a 7-point favorite going to Illinois. And I know we were both on Michigan State last week. I'm not a huge believer in Southern Cal ball, but that offense is too explosive. It's too similar to Indiana, who just walked the field on Illinois. So I like Southern Cal minus 7. Illinois.
You know what's interesting about Southern Cal? Like, I saw something on, I don't know who it was. It was a podcast or PFF, and I don't know. I bumped into it yesterday, and they're talking about, I listened to it for like 30 seconds. They're talking about how Southern Cal's pass offense is just unbelievable and this and that. But it's actually been the Southern Cal run offense that has changed the nature of who they are. And in that Michigan State game, they ran it significantly more than they threw it, which I think is really interesting, because that is not a prototypical Lincoln Riley. So maybe he's had an epiphany. We'll see. I still see some issues with that defense, though. And,
absolutely.
You know, and I still don't know really what they are when push comes to shove. I think what they are is an improving team whose offense is better than its defense. And Illinois looked absolutely dreadful last week. Now, again, the only thing I would say, Cliff, the one little concern I would have with it, and I'm not saying that you're wrong, nobody who cares likes to be embarrassed, and I'm sure that's true of Brett Bielema. And I think Illinois cares. I mean, I think we watched them all last year. I think they care. Yep. Now the question is, are they good enough to do something about the fact that they were embarrassed and care? I mean, I think you're going to get their best effort. The question is their best effort enough to cover?
Yeah, and you know, West Coast coming for a noon game. I mean, I can see some, and I think that's what brings the line within a touchdown. But I saw some holes last week that I think Southern Cal does. Similarly, Walt, I have Pittsburgh plus 4.5 at home against Louisville. I don't think many teams can run on Pittsburgh this year, and I think Louisville's quarterback sucks. So I just, you know, I watched that West Virginia game where the ball bounced in every way possible for West Virginia, and Pitt just kind of hung around and, you know, did their thing. And I see some explosiveness in Louisville's offense, but again, I just don't think they find that in the run game versus Pitt. And
yeah, I can see that. We need some. We need a Desmond Reed update too. And
for sure,
I guess we won't get that until tomorrow.
And Walt, I'm going to give you 8 teams. That it goes back to your Southern Cal point.
Cliff, do me a favor. Hold that thought. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to carry you over because I'm running late. Hold on. And Robert, you're after him. Walt Tip to the Road Rage Quick Break.
It's here. The brand new 2025 Tigers for Tata shirt is now available for pre-sale, along with all new merchandise. Every purchase stays in the upstate for breast cancer prevention and the fight against cancer. But we need your help to make this year's auction our biggest ever. We're asking for high-end item donations. If you have a unique experience or valuable merchandise you'd like to donate, your contribution is 100% tax deductible and will make a huge difference. Get your new gear and learn more at theroarfm.com. Tigers for Tatas, the All-In Foundation, and you. Together, we can make a difference.
Your access to cutting-edge pain relief just got even easier. QC Kinetics is now offering virtual consultations with new patients. If you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort of your own home. This new telemedicine platform is exciting. It's time-saving as well. They can do it by phone. They can do it by video conference. You're going to get one-on-one attention to evaluate your situation, to see if you're a candidate for regenerative medicine, to see if they can get you treatment scheduled right there on the spot for long-lasting pain relief. QC Kinetics, the leader in cellular technology, regenerative medicine. They're helping so many folks right now. If you tried the drugs, tried the steroids, tried the surgery, don't do that. Do it with QC Kinetics right now. Schedule that consultation. Do it online, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation, fast, quick, and easy and convenient. Call now, 864-766-8454.
There's a reason Elite Custom Golf Carts has quickly become the upstate's top golf cart dealer with the best prices and largest selection. We make your buying experience easy. Our amazing staff can help guide you in the process. Also offering free delivery to over 10 states and flat rate delivery to many more. Now the upstate's largest authorized Evolution and Tenago EV dealer. The fastest growing golf cart brands in the industry. Visit EliteCustomGolfCarts.com for more information. And go Tigers!
East Main Furniture in Easley, where every day is a sale day. Come find deals on living room, bedroom, dining room, lamps, rugs, mattresses, and occasional furniture. Brand names like Lazy Boy, England, Best, Ashley, Catnapper, Liberty Furniture, and Vaughn Bassett, all at discounted prices. If we don't stock it, we can special order it for you. With 90 days same as cash on purchases over $300, we make it easy. East Main Furniture, located at 829 East Main Street, Easley, or call 864-4426-054 today.
Join us live at Trammell & Mills Law Firm in Anderson on Wednesday, October 1st for the kickoff to Tigers for Tatas. The Mickey Plyler Show starts at 6, followed by Facts on Sports at 9. All proceeds from merchandise sales go to Dabo's All-In Team Foundation. See you there.
Dreaming of building your dream home on your own land without the hassle of having to draw plans from scratch? Introducing Homesites by Hunter Quinn Homes. From cozy and quaint to spacious and grand, our award-winning floor plans are the perfect starting point for your dream home, allowing you to customize our plans to fit your needs. Our dedicated local team will make the building process a breeze. Don't settle for a one-size-fits-all home. Search Hunter Quinn Homesites online to explore our plans and build a home on your land that's truly yours.
Hartwell Village is your one-stop shopping experience at the intersection of Tiger Boulevard and Pendleton Road in Seneca. With 15-plus retail and dining locations, including Buff City Soap, Rack Room Shoes, Marshalls, Petco, Five Below, Uptown Cheapskate, and Ulta. Dine with friends at Tipsy Taco, Iso Iso Ramen and Boba, Five Guys, Longhorn, or Chipotle. And after a day full of fun, refuel before you hit the road at 7-Eleven. Hartwell Village wishes Clemson fans a happy shopping experience and a fantastic football season. Go Tigers!
Be part of a winning team that's making a difference in your community at Arthrex. From creating thousands of new jobs and significant campus expansions to fostering educational partnerships and philanthropic contributions, Arthrex is proud to be growing and investing in Anderson County. Experience an exciting career with a company that's dedicated to healthcare technology innovation and making people's lives better. Check out available jobs at careers.arthrex.com. No manufacturing experience required.
Currently car shopping? State Credit Union now has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% APR. Plus, you'll have no car payment for up to 90 days, just in time for the holidays. Visit one of State Credit Union's 19 full-service branches or their website, scscu.com, and apply online for your new car loan today. That's scscu.com. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Level up your evening commute with Road Rage. Walt Deptula brings the heat when it comes to talking all things sports.
Bring in the heat.
It just speaks for itself.
You guys are the best, man.
And that's real talk.
Let's go!
Check it out weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. only on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Walt Dip to the Red Rage. People are asking about the poll. I'm going to get back to the poll in a little bit as well. Texter said, we play a lot of toilet commercials. Hey, we do, but ours are special. And that lady can sing. So, yeah. Yeah, how about that? We know that, let me get to these ones. Let me get back to Cliff. Cliff. How are you, Cliff? All right, so we were on a top eight or something. What are we on now?
Yeah, I've got eight offenses. You mentioned Southern Cal. I've got eight offenses ranked top 15 in yards per pass attempt and yards per rush attempt.
Okay.
Florida State's obvious because they played nobody.
Southern Cal, to your point earlier. Georgia Tech, who, you know, sounds
went away a little bit.
Yeah, Cliff, you're fading away on us.
Back.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Sorry. So you've got Florida State, Southern Cal, as you mentioned. You've got Georgia Tech, who, you know,
in both categories.
In both yards per pass attempt and yards per rush. You've got Oregon, as you'd expect. And then here's a couple that surprised me, but you watch the game and you see it. Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
Who as a three touchdown favorite against Utah State. I mean, they're so explosive in the run game, it's hard not to just pick them. They're gonna have trouble running the clock out. Arkansas, who, you know, is setting up as a trap game for Notre Dame this weekend.
Let's stop there for 1 second on that one. Just explain the terminology to me. How can Arkansas be a trap game for Notre Dame?
Well, I think coming off that loss to Memphis, and maybe not for Notre Dame. I think maybe, I guess, more for people playing the line, but it's a stinky line, Walt. A team that loses to Memphis playing Notre Dame the next week is at 4 points. It just...
Well, and that line came down significantly. That made me wonder whether somebody knew something, whether there's some injury that we haven't been made privy to, because I think that line was like 6.5, and it dropped to 4. Now, look, the only reason I question the trap game terminology is because, you know, Notre Dame can't afford any trap games because both games have been trap games. You know what I mean?
They need to win right now,
and they need to win every time the rest of the season. And look, I think Green is spectacular. I mean, I think he's another of these one-man gangs. I don't know. I feel like I'm missing some bit of information with that game because I still wonder on some level whether Arkansas can stop Notre Dame's rushing attack, but...
No, I don't think so.
But...
Yeah, and it's hard to play Notre Dame. I mean, when they look terrible, they come out and beat top 10 teams. When they look great, they lay eggs.
Well, and again, Cliff, you know, anytime I see line movement like that, I'm always suspicious, and it's like somebody knows something that we don't know and that we're not privy to, because I mean the original line of like 6.5 feels right to me, but it doesn't feel right because that thing dropped massively and quickly, and it's like there's something that we don't know, and that makes me want to take Arkansas.
Well, one more for you to look at, a team off that list. Cincinnati plays Kansas, and the over-under, and I typically don't play totals, but the over-under's in the mid-50s, and I think you're going to be close to that number by halftime of that game. So I expect a shootout, both offenses.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Balanced and explosive.
Yeah, I think I like that.
So hope you have a great weekend.
Yep, thank you, Cliff. Yep, I think I like that. Take a look at that total. I think I like that. All right, let me, Robert, I am coming to you, but let me see if I can, let me see. Let me tell you about the Green Law Firm. I don't think I met anybody who's had a good experience with the IRS. You're not sure how to deal with the IRS. Maybe you haven't filed several years. You filed, you haven't paid. I don't know. Whatever your issue is, it's a personal matter. It impacts your well-being. Don't call some out-of-town 1-800-COMPANY, and next thing you know, you have a... an ID theft issue. No. David Green's right here in Greenville. He's been doing this stuff for well over 20 years. He has great working relationships with local and national IRS agents. He will save your bacon. He knows all the options so you can get your life back. Whether they put liens on your property, garnish your wages, with an audit coming up, doesn't matter. David can help you. He's right here. This is what he does. He's helped so many people. The IRS, David understands the Fresh Start program. He'll use this IRS program to your best advantage. As a matter of fact, listen, the Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can certainly change your future. Get the peace of mind and results you're entitled to from the local law firm that's been helping hundreds of folks in the upstate for well over 20 years. call David Green for a free strategy session. Free. Do yourself a big favor. 271-7940. 271-7940. Or stop by their office, 11 McGee Street in Greenville, or on the web, greenlaw.legal. That's Green, G-R-E-E-N-E. Greenlaw.legal. You will 100% thank me later. Back to the phones. It is Robert. Robert, how are you, Robert? Good to have you.
Well, I'm great, man. Hope you and Ramona are.
Yeah, thank you, Robert.
Before I get to more college football, my question is, you talked first in the beginning of the show about, you know, setting some of these players down. How do you bench any starter when you won't bench probably the worst playing starter in Cade Klubnik? How do you justify that?
I don't know. You know, I think sometimes I have a feeling like we've seen this multiple games where guys didn't get the amount of touches, et cetera. And, you know, and the answer to that has been, you know, basically you sort of get carried away in game and you're just not completely cognizant of it. Maybe that's been the case with not sitting Cade. I know what Garrett Riley had to say. I just think that I think when your starting quarterback has played as poorly as Cade has to this point, I just think that there comes a time where he needs to sit. It may just be for a series, you know, just see whether the other guy gives you a spark, see whether give Cade a different perspective. You know, I don't think that would be bad for business. I think it would have been good for business. I think it would have been good for Christopher Vezina. Unless Vezina really just isn't at the point we've been told that he is.
And that's the thing, Walt. How do you even judge? You know, you've made the comment, and a lot of people have made the comment, well, Vezina must just be terrible. How do you know when Dabo is so loyal?
Yeah.
To his players and loves them so much that he just keeps holding out and hoping that they're going to turn it around. And I can understand that because Cade played really well last year.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, to me, I want to see Chris Denson. That's who I want to see. You've seen his high school film. The kid makes things happen. Yeah. And I know that ain't going to happen.
Well,
but,
I'm guessing his readiness is what's in question there. But I think that when you praise Vezina, and it's been a sort of a long process, it seems, for Vezina, when you praise him as much as Clemson did in the offseason, I find it interesting that when your quarterback is behind Lagway and Nico in total quarterback ranking, that you don't give the other guy at least a series in a second quarter. Yeah. But again, the other part of that might well be that Clemson felt they were in sort of one score games and they couldn't afford to burn a series, or, you know, have a new guy come in and turn the ball over, you know, that kind of thing. I can understand it from that standpoint, maybe situationally, you know. And then, you know, Robert, when it starts to slip a little bit, when you know, game one slips away, and then game two you're trailing by 13, and that's starting to slip away to a team like Troy, and you know, it may just be that there just wasn't a spot that you felt you could get Vezina in. It may have nothing to do with Vezina's acumen. But it leads to questions about it because of the things that we've been told about it. You know, again. You
well,
know,
so, yeah. Listen, I love Dabo Swinney, and I accept the fact that he's loyal and he's going to wait. I mean, you have to, as Clemson fans, we have to, you know, decide, do we want, you know, a coach like Dabo Swinney, or do we want...
I don't think that's that issue, okay? To me, I mean, just to be clear, like I say all the time, I think Dabo Swinney is going to be here forever. I think he's the greatest leader of a program in college football. Right. Well, my point...
As a fan of Clemson, do you want a coach like Dabo, or do you want a coach like Kirk Cignetti? You can look at Kirk Cignetti. You can tell that dude would yank his son after one bad play and sit him on the bench for the rest of the game. I mean, he's cold-blooded. You can just look at him and tell that's who he is. So which do you want? Well, and I'm not talking about just the recent success.
Well,
now.
Again, you know,
make that.
I want the guy who won two national championships and has a long proven track record. That cares
about his players and cares about the program and has invested 100%. All right, Walt, moving on. Walt, I'm going to do it. I'm going to take Illinois plus that 6.5, Cliff. Listen, Brett Bielema, if you know anything about him, his teams always come ready to play. And I think being at home, I think they're going to give Southern Cal a game. I really do.
Yeah, I think it's a difficult game to figure. I mean, I see both sides of it. It's one of those things. I never fenced it, but I could see that thing going either way.
Yeah, the other game I want to talk about right quick, Florida State fans, you better watch out, because maybe people have forgotten, but Virginia's defensive coordinator is John Rudzinski.
Yeah.
And if people have forgotten, 5 years ago, Air Force had one of the best defenses in the country. Virginia's only given up 19.5 points a game. I want to take them, and that's, I think it's 7 points. I'm just saying Florida State, I'm not going to take that. I may take the over.
Well, it's a prove-it weekend. You know, look, I think there's still a lot to be learned about a lot of these teams. I think we're going to get a lot more answers this weekend. I think the answers are coming. Hey, Robert, I got to run. Call me back tomorrow.
No problem.
Pick it up. Thank you, Robert. Good talking to you as always. George Zaheath, you're going to be up first as soon as we get back. Brad Brownell coming at 525.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
No one wants it to happen to them, but unfortunately, chances are good that at some point, it'll happen to you. Roof troubles. It's one of the most important parts of your biggest investment. So when you need repairs or a new installation, you need someone who you can trust to get the job done right. You need Joe Robertson and Son Roofing.
As a family-owned and operated roofing company since 1965, Joe Robertson and Son have built a reputation for quality craftsmanship. It's why thousands of upstate